For the last few months, cities and towns across India have been celebrating a slew of holidays, from the Navaratri, which honors the nine forms of the goddess Durga, to Diwali, the Festival of Lights. But for thousands of villagers in the western state of Gujarat, the festival season heralds a more somber kind of movement. In this season, thousands of Gujaratis migrate from their villages to salt harvesting sites, some along the coast and others deep in the desert, where they will remain for 8 months to work in India's multi-million-dollar salt industry. From the Gujarati coast, reporter Meera Sharma has our story.
On the western coast of India, in the state of Gujarat, tidewaters from the Arabian Sea spill into large, shallow rectangles cut into the earth. These are salt pans. A checkerboard of hundreds of pans runs along the shore, and the crystals sparkle in the blazing sunlight. The landscape looks like an overexposed photograph. Salt has always been an important commodity in India, but it was controlled by the British during colonial rule.
Long live! Long live!
82 years ago, Mahatma Gandhi led thousands of people to the Gujarat coast in a march to protest the British monopoly over this native resource. The march energized Gandhi's civil disobedience movement, and salt became a tangible symbol of Indian independence. But today, Arjun Bai and his fellow laborers face a harsh reality in the Indian salt industry. Each year, Arjun and thousands of other villagers leave their homes behind to work in the salt pans of Gujarat. It's incredibly barren here, and there's no escape from the scorching sun. Arjun says they will live on the pans for 8 months, harvesting crystals of the sea.
They will plow this again, and after 25 days, they will get salt.
Each salt harvest takes 20 to 30 days. First, workers dig narrow canals to fill the shallow pans with tidewater that flows from the sea. Then, the sun goes to work, beating down on the pans and heating the seawater to the optimum temperature for crystallization, 75 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit. The laborers use crude shovels to gather the salt, and then carry the harvest in buckets on their heads to communal heaps where it glistens in the sunlight.
It is shining.
Each pan yields about 200 tons of salt per year. It's an industry worth $200 million, and industrialists and landowners reap enormous profits. But the laborers in the salt pans endure unforgiving conditions and a punitive labor contract to eke out a living.
We receive an advance of 15,000 rupees at the beginning of the monsoon season. The monsoon lasts for 4 months, and there is no work during that time. After the monsoon, we must come and work in the salt pans for the next 8 months.
15,000 rupees is about $300. That might seem like a large sum for a laborer in India, but it's all these workers get all year.
But the hidden condition is they have to work here only.
Right, of course. Right.
Two people, often a husband and wife team, work in each pan, wading barefoot in extremely salty water.
Suppose if you get wood here, wood and something, injury, then you put in your leg in the hand in the water, though it is very paining. No?
The pans on the coast aren't the only source of salt in Gujarat. Further inland, a white desert called the Ran of Kutch is home to a different kind of salt production. This desert was once submerged in the Arabian Sea, and the groundwater is still full of salt. Here, bore wells are dug hundreds of feet deep, and salty water is pumped into pans above ground. The sound of the borewell pumping is constant and grating. But this process is necessary for collecting what some argue is a superior kind of salt.
Yes, quality is different.
Which is better quality?
Kai sari quality. This is best quality. Because this is from underground water. That marine salt like this. Like
gypsum.
Karkas. Like grainy.
Grainy. Yeah, this is crystal.
Okay, that's crystal. That way.
On the coast, hundreds of workers harvest side by side. But the desert is a lonely place. The six members of the Raja family tend to four pans between them. Their house is a rickety structure made of tree branches, grass, and plastic tarp. Around them, there's no fresh water, no shade, and no visible roads, just cracked, dry earth.
Do they ever feel afraid being so far away from water or other people?
No.
They're very brave.
Yet laborers in the desert are subject to the same kind of inequitable work agreement as those in the coastal pens. They receive a single payment at the beginning of the monsoon and must commit to work for the rest of the year. But for all these workers, there are advantages to the system. Back on the coast, Arjun tells us that receiving a lump sum allows family members to pool their earnings and pay for important events, like weddings.
I had to pay a dowry for my daughters when they got married. This is 50,000 to 60,000 rupees. With our family income from working here, we have that much money at one time, and we are able to pay these dowries.
In this region of Gujarat, the caste system still tends to define social roles and occupations. Arjun Bhai and the Raja family are part of the Kohli community, who have traditionally worked in the salt industry. And for many members of this community, including Arjun, salt work is an inherited profession.
How long have you been working here? His whole life.
Whole life.
And your family as well?
Dada bhi wohi karta tha. Hum bhi wohi kar rahe.
His forefather was working same. His father worked the same.
Shankar ne dehi to hoise.
Despite the grueling way of life on the salt work sites, laborers are proud to be part of an industry that Gandhi made the symbol of their country's independence movement.
Mahatma Gandhi to su nathi garib bhai sahab.
He said what? He does not.
Desh apno azad karayo to Mahatma Gandhi.
He made a good garden for us, Mahatma Gandhi. India is a garden. It was spoiled by some another country.
Yeah.
But Gandhi renovated.
And for the laborers in the salt pans, even the desert is a fertile part of this garden. They'll be there, tilling and harvesting salt, until next summer, when the monsoon rains return. For Living on Earth, I'm Meera Sharma in Gujarat.